Time for
the MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Erin Marin is the author of Stolen Innocence, Living for Today, An Unimaginable Act. She's an active activist against child sexual abuse, and she is today's most valuable person on the planet and also the creator of Erin's Law. Good morning, Erin.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. This is beyond topical. This is something we all need to be more aware of and more cognizant of. And, you know, we had a horrific abuse situation where a little five-year-old boy was killed by his parents not far from town here this week. So, I mean, it hurts everybody's heart, but we got to do more.
Oh, exactly. I feel like the DCFS let that little boy down. It's very unfortunate what happened there, and that little boy should have never been returned to his home. It's a horrific story.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and we need to look harder at DCFS and make sure they have the funding and make sure they're doing the proper due diligence on the people that work there. And, you know, and the majority of people there obviously mean well and are working incredibly hard to do the right thing, but somebody missed it. Anyway, what is Erin's Law?
Erin's Law requires personal body safety education in kindergarten to 12th grade, teaching kids the difference between safe, unsafe touch, safe, unsafe secrets, empowering them, if they are being abused physically, sexually, to report it, that you will be believed. This isn't your fault. Identifying safe adults they can go to, because often abuse is happening in the home by family members, so there isn't that safe adult. So who are helping kids identify other people that they can go to report this? Because one in four girls and one in six boys will be sexually abused by the age of 18. And, you know, in Illinois, when I went after this back in, you know, a decade ago, I pointed out to legislators that we require in Illinois schools twice a year tornado drills, bus drills, fire drills. We now teach kids internet safety, bully intervention.
Great.
But we were doing nothing on this subject.
No, that's really great. That's tremendous. But, you know, you think, you tell your mom or dad, but a lot of these kids, for various reasons, can't do that, right?
Well, exactly. They just don't have the available people, safe people in their life to go to. Or kids that do tell, it's often, like I said, a perpetrator in the home. I can't tell you how many times I hear a mother siding with her husband over her children.
Do you get any pushback from schools and things when you're trying to go there and talk about a subject that makes people uncomfortable?
Sometimes I do. Most of the time I get schools definitely on board. Sometimes I do. I mean, there was a superintendent in one area in the suburbs of Chicago, I won't mention where, who tried to tell me that this, tell my friend Tom that this was not a problem in our community, in his community, that it's a problem in other parts of Illinois, but not his.
It's a problem in every community, and it doesn't have any economic scorecard. Rich people abuse, poor people abuse, and everybody in the middle as well is suspect until you find out who is involved. So you can't label this. You can't label it. These are the type of people that commit sexual abuse.
Exactly.
So,
and the crazy thing about that, 3 weeks later, a teacher in that man's school district was arrested for doing
that. Yeah, there you go.
Two students.
Last word, Bridget.
Yeah, well, this is why talking about it is so important. Because, look, we used to not talk about kids with learning disabilities, and then we didn't ever talk about mental illness. Yeah. And when this stuff stays secret, that's how people who are perpetrators take advantage of it. And it doesn't matter
where
it is.
They want it to stay secret.
Of course they do. They want there to be a stigma, and so people feel the pressure. They don't even have to tell them not to say anything.
There is a texter who says, my name is Jesus. At the age of 14, this would have been very helpful to me. That's when I was abused by my stepfather. So there's a perfect example. Plug the book, Erin.
I actually just recently got another book published, completely off topic than Erin's Law. I felt, you know, for years I've been making legislators and people cry when they hear, you know, my story of overcoming abuse from 6 to, you know, 13 years old by two different perpetrators that I knew, that I finally needed to do something that made people laugh. And I had this cat of mine that turned into a internet viral celebrity last summer when my daughter was singing You Are My Sunshine. sunshine chew them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember that.
You probably saw it because it has been viewed and pops up everywhere on the internet still to this day, over Facebook and you name it. Well, I had over the years taken all these pictures of the cat with my children doing crazy things, from taking baths with them. Cats don't like baths. Pushing in the buggy, my daughter feeding her, feeding him in the high chair, you know, just the craziest things. And I put it all in the book. It's a picture book with captions. So the cat is talking to you. It's called Bailey No Ordinary Cat. He's got 154,000 followers on Instagram.
Nice.
So yeah. I follow Bailey.
I like that.
Yeah, I follow Bailey, Aaron, and because my parents, I have a sister who's a year younger than me, and then we had Killian, who lived to be 19, and Killian was the cat. And people don't give enough credit to the personality of kitties and how they interact and things. So the voice to the book is just, it's genius.
Well, listen, Aaron, whether you're making us sad or happy, it's all good. But thank you for the work you're doing. And again, it's Bailey, No Ordinary Cat. Aaron Marin, Merryn. Get it wherever books are sold. Get a couple copies. You're careless. You'll lose one and your cat will give it to another cat.